Many congratulations. How much does it mean? I can tell by the smile that you're pinching yourself. This is very special.
Thank you. I'm so happy and I'm so glad. And it's very nice for me and for my country too. And it's an amazing. I just got this horse 6 weeks ago and I matched with her and I got along with her immediately. And I'm so happy because she's a bit delicate horse and she's not an easy horse and everybody knows that.
Well, now you're through the Rolex Four. Were you thinking this was on at the week? How did you approach think? Can I get through? Was it a realistic ambition?
Listen, I came here and I wanted to reach the four and I was thinking about it every day. And in the first day I did a clear round, but I ended up in the 61 place. And then I said, how can I reach the top? And it was a difficult job. And then the second day I came from the 61 to 17. And then yesterday to the ninth place, so before yesterday. So today I said, I have to get it. And after the first round, I was in the fifth place. And after the second round, I moved on. So I'm now in the top four. I don't know what will happen tomorrow. I wish the best for everyone. But I think there will be a lot of surprises tomorrow. You never know what will happen. You can't say who's going to win. You can't expect who's winning because the four others are great riders. And
but you want to ride other horses and this is all... And will you be nervous?
No, I'm used to ride a lot of difficult horses in my life. And Vigo is a difficult horse, and Hicks is a difficult horse too. But my horse is more difficult than both together. And I don't know what's going to happen. Everybody knows that my horse, Sildana, is difficult. She's been ridden by the Italian guy before, and everybody knows that she's not an easy horse. So I think I'm worried about their horses, but they're more worried than me because they know how difficult is my horse.
What will this mean back home?
It means that you never know. Maybe... You should expect anything tomorrow. You can't know who's going to win tomorrow. You will have a surprise tomorrow.
And if you win back home, and how will they celebrate back home in Saudi Arabia? And would it mean so much for the country and for sport in the country?
For sure, they will be so happy. And I wish that I win it. I can't. But actually, to be honest with you, I don't want to think about it. I'll just leave it until tomorrow. If it comes, comes. If it doesn't come, then it's our God decision.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.